Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Maaseh Daf Chav Gimel, and we are starting about the 8th line with the words of Rabbi Yochanan Moshe Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and the Vilna source of daf is right at the beginning of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Yesterday we had Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. What if a person takes figs and he's bringing them through his chatzer in order to eat them on his roof? Is that considered a kvias for Maaseh? On one hand, they're in his chatzer, and we know the chatzer is kaveh for Maaseh. On the other hand, this is not their final destination. He intends to bring them to the roof and eat them over there. And Rebbe holds, since they're in his chatzer, that's a kaveh for Maaseh. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda argues, he's mekel, saying, since they're going to be going to the roof, they're pater from Maaseh. Now the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yochanan says, b'shem Rishim ben Yichai, hayu la shtei chatzeres. Let's say a fellow had two chatzeres, two courtyards, achas in Migdala, v'achas b'Tveria. One of them was in Migdala, and one of them was in Tveria. And avir and bezusha in Migdala, la'echel and bezusha b'Tveria. He brings produce through his chatzer in Migdala, with intention that he's going to bring them to his chatzer in Tveria and eat them over there. Mekivin shavir and derech hater, mutter. Since he brought them through in a way that's mutter, they're mutter completely. In other words, since when they were in his chatzer in Migdala, they're not chayv in Maaseh, because he doesn't intend to eat them there. He wants to eat them in Tveria. Even when he eventually does bring them to his chatzer in Tveria, they're still pater from Maaseh, because they already received a ptur from Maaseh in a chatzer. Now, no chatzer can make them chayv in Maaseh. And as Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, clearly Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that since this is not the final destination of the produce, it's not chayv in Maaseh over here. However, the Ruba min Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, what he's saying is actually a bigger chedesh than what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is saying, because Madam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda say, but I made b'makom pater. That's when he's standing in a place that's pater. He's currently in his chatzer, but he doesn't intend to remain here. He wants to bring him to his roof. So then the produce is pater meiser, says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. However, Madam Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, what does Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai say? But I made b'makom chiyuv. Even when he's in a place that technically is mechayiv him, he's pater from meiser. Meaning, even when he's at his final destination, he's in his chatzer in Tveria, he still doesn't have to take off meiser. And why is that? Mekivin shavir and derech hater mutter. Since he brought them through a place where they were pater, meaning he brought them through his chatzer in Migdala, and they're pater over there, so they're mutter over here as well in Tveria. And one last opinion, Rebbe Lezer, Ruba min de Trehoin, what Rebbe Lezer says is a bigger chedesh than these previous two. Do Rebbe Lezer Omar, was Rebbe Lezer say, Mekivin shehischol behen derech hater mutter. Once he started eating his produce in a permitted way, it's mutter to continue eating from it. We had learned about this in Maseches Trumas. If a person's in a gina, in a garden, eating produce, arai, and over there he's allowed to, and as he's eating, he brings them into his chatzer, he's still allowed to continue eating from them in his chatzer. Even though the chatzer is kaveh for meiser usually, Rebbe Lezer holds since he started eating from them in a permitted fashion, he's allowed to continue eating from them, again, even though he's in his chatzer, and that's a bigger chedesh than Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Now the Chav Gimel based on the top, we quote the Mishnah, Maitzi Paila v'chulu, and this is talking about a situation where he brought his workers out to the field to do work that they're not allowed to eat from this produce midaraisa. We know that a worker is only allowed to eat from the produce he's working with if it reaches a significant level of Gemara Malacha, and over here we're talking about a situation where he's working with produce that he's not allowed to eat from midaraisa. However, the Baal Bayis told him, don't worry, you can eat. Now with such an arrangement, the worker eating is considered like a mekach, and technically, Maaseh should have to be taken off before he eats. However, the Mishnah says, as long as he eats one by one from the fig tree, he doesn't have to take off Maaseh, like we've learned previously by mekach. And this statement of the Mishnah concluded by telling us, he's not allowed to eat from a basket or box of figs, or from the mukta, where the figs are drying out, even if he's going to be eating them one by one. So Gemara tells us, it's understandable that the Mishnah tells us he's not allowed to even eat one by one if he's taking figs that are in the basket or box. That's because they've already reached Gemara Malacha. However, v'leimin ha-mukta, he's not allowed to eat figs one by one if he takes them from the mukta, the place where they're drying out, they're not yet at Gemara Malacha. K'mod tamar taman, like we learned over there, malakit achas achas va'echel, that he's allowed to pick one fig off the tree and eat them, even when he purchased them, it's still not considered Gemara Malacha because it's just one at a time, and it's only v'mtzirev chayev if he took two figs at a time, so then he's chayev v'amar afachakein. We should say the same thing over here. Since figs that are drying, they're at the mukta, they haven't yet reached Gemara Malacha, so this worker should be allowed to eat from these figs one by one. Why does the Mishnah say not? So Rabbi Yitzchak answers, mukta asu oisai kemetzarif. When he takes these figs from the mukta, from where they're drying out, it's like he's combining them. The same way that when a person buys figs that are attached to the tree, he's allowed to only take one by one, because that's not considered like the mekach has been sealed yet, the deal hasn't been completed, because just taking one fig is not like a mekach. It's only if you take two figs that's a mekach. Same thing with the figs that are drying. The Baal Bayis is not going to take them until they're all finished drying, but the Payal, he only cares about the few that he's going to be eating. So even one fig taken by him from the drying area is Gemar Malacha, and he'd be chayv to take off Maaseh from it. That's why the Mishnah says, V'loy min ha-mukta. We'll continue talking about this. The Mishnah said, Oichal ha-chasachas u-pater, he'd eat the figs one by one, and he's pater from Maaseh, because there's no kvias. However, now we have Machlekes, Tani Beis Rebbe, a Bryce was taught in the Beis Medrash of Rebbe, Oichal kedarkai u-pater. He could eat from these figs, kedarkai, he could eat as many as he wants, even if he's mitzarif, and he's pater from taking off Maaseh, even in such a case. Rabbi Abaye, Rabbi Yehonatan asks the following question, Manan Kaiman, what are we talking about over here? If we're talking about that the worker was hired to do work with olives, call everyone, even the Tanakh of our Mishnah agrees that he'd be allowed to eat like regular and he'd be potter because he'd be fitting under the title of a worker who's allowed to eat from the produce midaraisa. And then if you want to say you hired him to do work with the guf, with the actual tree itself, not with the fruit, the olives of the tree, but the tree itself, meaning maybe fixing it up and trimming it or pruning it, doing something like that. So call him Maidaya, everyone, even Rebbe would agree, that he's only allowed to eat one by one and be potter, but if he would combine two of them, then he'd be chayiv, because since he's not allowed to eat midaraisa, and the only reason why he's eating in this situation is due to an arrangement with the Baal HaBayis, so when he takes, that's considered mekach, again, only if he takes one by one, that would be okay. Once again, the question is, what's this case the Rebbe and the Tana of our Mishnah are arguing about, that the Tana of our Mishnah says he's only allowed to eat one by one, but Rebbe says he's even allowed to eat kedarkai, he's allowed to eat many at a time, and there's still no meiser issue. The answer is, Elkinan Kaiman, what are we referring to here? B'shesachre lonachish ima bezesim, where he was hired to do work with the olives. What does it mean he's doing work with the olives? So we're talking about picking small olives, which will not grow any larger, and the reason why he's picking them is in order to make room for other olives to grow bigger. And it's about this case that we have machloikas. The Tana of our Mishnah holds, that's not considered a type of work that midaraisa you're allowed to eat from the produce, and it's only because of his arrangement with the Baal HaBayis that he's eating, that's why he's only allowed to eat one by one. But according to Rebbe, this is an example of a worker being allowed to eat, and that's why he's allowed to eat kedarkai, because he's eating midaraisa, not because of his arrangement with the Baal HaBayis. And how do we know that this is the proper way to understand the Mishnah? Min debasra, from the Seifa of the Mishnah. What case was listed in the Seifa? L'nachash bebetzalim. If the worker was hired to weed out onions, and amar lo manas leichal yarek, the stipulation was that he's allowed to eat the greens, meaning he's basically allowed to eat that which he's picking. What did the Mishnah say? Makartem ala ala va'eichal. He's allowed to cut or trim leaf by leaf and eat them without having to take off ma'aser. Vim tzirev, chayiv. But if you combine them together, then he is chayiv to take off ma'aser. We're assuming that the olives is the same exact thing, and Rebbe argues in this onion case as well. So we see that the onion and olive case in the Mishnah are talking about the same exact thing, and that's what the machlokes is between the Beis Medrash of Rebbe and the Tana of our Mishnah is. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow talking about something slightly different. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.